This is a huge voter election year. I want you to check your voter status or get registered to vote. You can get full details with me. Always follow me on Twitter. I am Miss Community Clovia. And with me is Patrick Gaspard. He is the executive director of the Democratic National Committee. Prior to joining the DNC, Gaspard served as assistant to the president and the director of political affairs for the White House. He was associate director of personnel for the presidential transition team and national political director for the president's campaign. Patrick, long title, lots of work. How are you?
I'm great, and it's awesome to be on with Miss Community and with your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much. And I want to reference President Obama's remarks on the economy at the Florida Atlantic University. And he opened his statement with this: what's a better way to make our economy stronger? Giving another $150,000 tax break to every millionaire and billionaire in the country, or making investments in education and research and healthcare and our veterans? And you say what, Patrick?
I say that we have a very clear choice ahead of us, Clovia. I know that many of your listeners are supportive of the president, but they need to understand that the lines in this election are going to be absolutely stark. We have a president who's trying to take us all forward, who's trying to create fairness in this economy and help everybody up the economic ladder, those who are in the middle class and those who aspire to make it into the middle class. And we're running against someone in Mitt Romney who wants to just pull us back to the failed policies of the past, to the old trickle-down economics that you know never, ever worked for your community of listeners. And yesterday, when the president went to Florida, in particular, he was focused on the Buffett rule, which basically says that millionaires and billionaires should be paying the same effective tax rate as middle-class Americans are. It's only fair, and it's what's going to lift up this entire nation and set us on the right track.
And President Obama said, in this country, prosperity has never trickled down from a wealthy few. Prosperity has always come from a strong and growing middle class. I think those are strong, effective words. Don't you agree, Patrick?
I absolutely agree. And I want to remind your listeners that we've moved away from those basic principles of fairness in this country, Clovia. Look at where we stand right now. The average tax rate in America for the very highest income earners has fallen to nearly the lowest rate that it's been in over 50 years. So when you see folks on the other side, Republicans running around saying that all we want to do is impose job-killing taxes, your listeners need to be wise and need to understand that they, in effect, are paying a higher tax rate than most of the folks that Mitt Romney and his fellow Republicans are trying to protect right now. So you have this growing disparity, and that's one thing that folks in the Occupy movement and the Tea Party movement can agree on. Middle-class security has eroded for decades, while the richest folks in this country are hiring lawyers and accountants to take particular advantage of loopholes in tax expenditures. I'm sure your listeners noted that Mitt Romney himself is paying only about 13% of his income in taxes, and he wants to pass a budget that's going to protect his gains and allow others in his income bracket to continue to take advantage of these horrific rules. So the president is trying to inject a measure of fairness back into this economy, and he wants to make sure that teachers, firefighters, construction workers, nurses' aides have the same shot at prosperity as billionaires on Wall Street.
And the same for college students, Patrick. President Obama said this: if you're here at FAU because you got financial aid or a student loan or scholarship, which is how he was able to go to college, that's just a benefit for you. It benefits whatever company might profit from the skills you've learned. If one of you goes on to become the next Steve Jobs or discovers a medical breakthrough, think about all of the people whose lives will be changed for the better. We need those GI bills and financial aid and Pell grants to continue our education.
Well, we absolutely do, Clovia. And with the support of your listeners, over the last 2.5 years, the president has managed to double the size of Pell grants in this country. He's doubled the amount of Pell grants that are received and rewarded. And as your listeners know, in the African American community in particular, 45% of African American students are able to get a higher education as a consequence of Pell grants. So this is absolutely essential and important. And if we can manage to get some balance in our tax rates, we can increase further the number of students who can have access to student loans without having to pay higher interest rates. So this is about repairing our economy today, but making sure that young people are able to outcompete and out-innovate their competitors from overseas in the next generation. This is of huge consequence.
Patrick Gaspard is the executive director of the Democratic National Committee. Thank you so much for this update on the economy.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I hope we get to talk again soon.